This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore. Why don't you talk to me?
Good evening, my name is Sue and you are listening to Hear Me Roar on Joy 94.9. Co-hosting with me tonight is Lisa. Hi Lisa.
Good evening.
Hey, what an exciting night we have here.
I know, we've got a captive audience of lovely ladies.
We have gorgeous women out there.
Oh, absolutely.
And gorgeous boys. We have waving. Basically, we've got a globe event here at Joy. Once a month these guys and girls meet up, but this is actually...
The blend group tonight, isn't it?
Well, it's the globe group. Now, you think of the globe as the umbrella, the top tier. And then from that you get Blend, which is the girlies.
Right.
And then the Fruits and Suits. You can guess who they are, can't
you? Okay. Well, yeah. They're with the boys and the...
Exactly. Nice and suits. It's professional people and it's a networking system rather than... You know when you go to a bar, right?
And it's all about the pickup line.
It's all about the meat market.
However, I want to hear the pickup line that you just got spun before.
I got a beauty.
Mm.
I went up to somebody that was standing on their own and... Because I don't like, you know... And she's obviously, you know, on her own. And I said, oh, hi, you know, come on your own. She said, oh, sometimes I just sort of stand by myself and wait for a pretty lady to come up and say hi. Okay, I'm all hers.
Okay.
Oh, dear. Tonight, so we're going to catch up with two of the girls. We're going to get two of the girls and bring them in and talk about what Globe and what Blend is. And then really, really exciting stuff. We've got Monique Brumby coming into the studio. Now, her long-awaited CD, Skeletons Polka, is being launched in Melbourne on Saturday night. So we're going to be talking about that.
Absolutely.
Now, the album review, it says it fluctuates from what has become Monique's signature style, brooding rock ballads to punchy lyrical rock pop, revealing emotive and distinct melodies and hooks. I reckon that's a good sum up.
Well, yes, I've got a pre-release CD, and let me tell you, it is an absolute cracker of a CD.
It's a cracker of a CD, and I just like the fact that she's coming to studio because she's just gorgeous.
She's a gorgeous, gorgeous
She's
lady.
A gorgeous girl. So we're going to start some music now. We're going to go and try and drag some women in, and they can come and say hello to you. This is Hear Me Roar.
I never want to see your face again. Cause you are loving, yes, you're loving somebody else. And I knew, oh yes, I knew I could control myself.
Good evening, this is Hear Me Roar on Joy 94.9. And that was Stepping Stone by Duffy. You like Duffy, don't you,
Liz? I love Duffy. She's an absolute gorgeous lady as well. See, I'm just all about women. And there's a couple of lovely young women in the studio.
If you're going to pick up, tonight's the night, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Hi.
Hi.
In the studio, they're going, oh, shit, I didn't realise it was one of those in interviews. In the studio, we've got two gorgeous girls, and they are representing Globe and Blend. And we have Alicia and Carmen. Welcome to Hear Me Roar, and welcome to Joy. How exciting.
Very exciting. Good turnout tonight.
Yeah, it is a turnout. Now, is this normal? Is this how many people you normally... Let's try and describe the event for tonight.
Well, Blend is an event for professional women to get together, and instead of attending an event where you normally can't hear each other and you're screaming over the top of the loud music, this is more of a conversational style of event. So you actually have a chance to meet with like-minded individuals and connect. So we identify ourselves as professional networking, but actually it's quite social. So you don't have to be in a business or anything.
No. What I've noticed is the Velcro's missing. Have you noticed this, Lisa? Well, I have the Velcro ideal.
Right.
Thing. Shall I explain it?
Please do.
I will. Velcro is basically when you go clubbing, there's some people that have Velcro on their back and they stick to the wall and they just scope the crowd. And you know the Velcros. There is nobody actually stuck to the wall here. Everybody out there, and there's well over 100 women, and there's some men here tonight because Globe is here, which we'll go into in just a minute. But everybody's actually mingling and talking. There is not one person out there on their own, which is really exciting.
And really, if you come to any of our events, that's what you'd find. This is pretty much typical of our event, although we've got quite a big crowd here tonight, which we're really pleased with.
That's great. Now, let's tell us, what is Globe? So what is Globe exactly?
It's an organisation for gay and lesbian community, GLBTI, encompassing everybody, is everybody's welcome,
yep,
to get together and have a chance to not only network in a professional manner, but socially. And initially it started as, I guess, a business networking group, but we've expanded to encompass partners and everybody in the professional community so that, you know, even though Fruits and Suits, for instance, another one of our products, that's the sort of men's event, different to Blend, is you're not actually necessarily in a suit, even though it's called Fruits and Suits. So it's lots of people getting together and just a chance to actually mingle and network. And that's why when you look out into the room tonight, you see everybody not on the Velcro. They are out and they are chatting and they're mixing and mingling. And we have a crew that comes consistently and lots of new people coming all the time. And so that helps with the sort of dynamics, is that everyone's going around, everyone's quite confident and happy to introduce people.
So is it, let's say, Globe is for men and women. It's the umbrella company? I don't know.
We're a not-for-profit organization.
Yeah. So it's the parent organization, and then you've got the women, which is Blend. Now, what does Blend stand for?
Business Lesbians Engaged in Networking Over Drinks. We rebranded 2 years ago from Lemons with a Twist, which we just thought was not really where our community was at anymore in terms of the branding. Mm-hmm. So we changed to Blend. And acronyms, meanings aside, I think Blend kind of works. When we were rebranding, we were sort of thinking of, you know, the Kissing Jessica Stein movie where she's talking about, you know, I blend with the lipstick and the sort of mixing. Mm. And that's kind of where it's coming from. So this idea of blending
you
people
like it
across.
The networking over drinks is what what's just made my ears prick up. And I can tell you, out there, all those ladies are partaking in some beverages.
Well, everybody needs a little bit of social lubrication every now and then. Mm.
Something else I'm noticing, I'm just going to be quite, you know, out there.
Okay.
There's some beautiful, beautiful women here, you know, dressed beautifully. You know, sometimes when you go to these clubs, the Velcro, it's, you know, it's not my kind of, you know, it's not how I would dress up with a Castrol shirt to go out to meet somebody. Whereas these women, they dress their suits, they're still T-shirt and jeans, you know, there's nothing wrong with that considering I'm wearing them now.
But me too.
Yeah, lucky. but there is that kind of element. Is it saying it's sort of a bit classier? Is that a bit wrong of me?
No, I just think it's a different environment. So instead of the traditional pickup at a club type thing, this is more people. I dare say the women have similar interests.
Yeah,
well, not like scantily clad.
No,
by any
well,
means.
Exactly.
Well, not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. Some events, I'm sure, Carmen. Maybe in the future there could be a scantily clad month. So you meet once a month.
Yes, we meet once a month, and actually it was interesting because I was talking to someone out there who's come again this month, and she came for the first time last month, and she said, I have made so many connections just in the month.
Oh, that's
that I've
fantastic.
Been away from Blend. And I think it opens itself to the professional network because it's really about communicating and getting into contact with other people in that professional environment as well.
Yeah.
I don't have a business, but, you know, I use businesses. And the other thing is that I might need a business to do some work for me. So it's a really interesting environment to be able to talk about your business freely. And, you know, if you make friends along the way, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
And I know that we've all made a lot of friends along the way. I think Alicia would find the same.
Definitely. I think it's become very much a friendship kind of community, and we all get together and we hang out. And that's basically what it is.
Yeah.
So if you're new to the community, it's excellent. And going back to your comment about there's a lot of beautiful, classy kind of feel to it, that's all over Melbourne. And what we're really trying to do is bring that to light in Melbourne. Instead of having to go to the dance events, which have their place, that's not our target market here. We're looking at people who actually want to have a conversation, and we want to give people a forum for another product in Melbourne. And we do a great job in Melbourne having lots of products. This is a new one for people can get involved in. And we're always looking for new people to get involved in Blend, and that's something that we just want to let people know that it's here and people are loving it, so come along.
Loving it tonight. So it's once a month you meet up,
and second Thursday.
Oh, Thursday's my show. Can you hear this? I'm like throwing my pen down. What time is it?
From 6 till 8
p.m.
Oh, damn. It's just exactly during.
This is just not on. I can make
however,
there in an hour.
The men's event, which women are also alike.
Hang on.
Actually, the men's event are great. They're really, really good fun as well. And a lot of us do go to that as well. And that's on the third Thursday, but it's also a Thursday.
Honestly, they not consult me, Lisa?
No, they didn't, obviously. Well, and I can't make it either. I'm always pushing buttons.
You push them well.
You could try our breakfasts.
Oh, hello. Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Okay,
which
go
are
on.
The Wednesday
mornings, and they start at Next one's on the 28th of April.
Brilliant.
And they're from 7 till 9. So have a look at our website and all the details are there. And if you actually want to be part of our mailing list, it's quite easy. You just go into our website and register for the email, an email drop.
I'll be doing that. I'll definitely come and see. And I want a raffle ticket, so I better not be raffled before I get out there. So what's the website and can you become a member? You become a member. It's non-for-profit, but you can become a member. Is that right?
Yeah, and then you get into both the Fruits and Suits and the Blend Nights for free.
Oh, okay.
We also have Christmas party and midsummer parties, and we were just doing sponsorship of the MQFF events, so people were getting together for that as well. So we do a lot of different... We do wine nights occasionally as well.
I'm so in.
Mm. It's a classy place.
I'm going to make the girl who just said pretty lady.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I know. Mm. So what's the website address? Have you got
We've actually got a new website, but you go through to www.globemelbourne.com.au and you pick Globe Melbourne, that'll take you through to the website, but we're actually in the process of redesigning our website.
Okay.
And
but you can still sign up to the newsletter.
You can through that.
And if you... contact Joy, then they'll have her information as well.
Oh, we'll definitely be handing it at left, right and centre. Thanks, girls, for coming in. Really, really impressed. Really love the eating. We'll be hanging out there a little bit more, of course, with the pretty ladies. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Hear Me, you are listening to Hear Me Roar on Joy 94.9. Monique Brumby coming up next.
When she was 22, look bright, but she's nearly 30 now and she's out every night. I see that look in her face, she's got that look in her eye. She's thinking, how did I get here about it?
You're listening to Hear Me Roar on Joy 94.9. Really interesting with all these women out there. I just went down and chatted and I kind of forgot what time it was.
I know.
Sorry.
You had about 6 seconds to spare to get back into the studio. Susan.
Sorry about that.
Stop flirting.
I can't help myself. There is an amazing woman. If you've just tuned in, Globe are holding their event here. Once a month they meet and it's a networking group. And so the girls and boys are here. And I think Monica has just walked in the door because everybody's really, really excited. So she's just running a bit late. So we'll just put a track on and we'll get Monique to come straight in. You're listening to Hear Me Roar on Joy 94.9.
Roll away the storm. You build around your heart. Feel it open up. Feel
You're listening to Hear Me Roar on Joy 94.9. That's half the wine I've had.
It is.
Oh, that track was gorgeous.
I know. That's actually... Oh, there's three songs I absolutely love off your album, Monique, but you're just going to have to introduce her.
Yeah. That was Anchor by Monique Brumby. Now, that's from the new CD, which is... I'm not sure. I think... Did we play that once before?
We have played that.
So it's the second time it's been on radio, but not the first, but that's close. Now, Monique Brumby, you've joined us in the studio. We're a bit excited to see the crowd that we've gathered for you.
Oh, I made my way through the... The lovely gaggle of beautiful women out in the
Pam's waving. Could you wave to Pam?
Hello. Hello, Pam.
I think Pam wants to be your friend. We've already got an email in, or a text in. It says, Monique, I love you and your new album. I thought your previous releases were hard to beat, but I think you may have conquered with Skeleton's Polka.
Thank you.
That's a question. Are you ready? This person obviously doesn't realise that I ask questions. Is the song Feels So Right about anyone special?
It is, actually.
That's from Claire.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It is?
Yes, it's about my beautiful fiancée, Sophie.
Oh, how divine.
Yes, and she wrote a song for me when we first met, and it was the most beautiful song. She's a musician as well, and it worked. Stole my heart away, she did.
Aww.
Yeah. So I wrote that song.
And, of course, all of us are saying now, saying Monique's no longer available.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, oh, bugger. Sorry,
Friendships last a lifetime.
Yeah. Well, they do.
There's the door. listen, it says, oh, hi, Sue. Thanks, Kylie. Nobody hardly writes my name. Isn't that funny? Hi, Kylie. Kylie says, hi, Sue. See, I said it again. Great to hear you again. Finally got to listen online as I'm working at home in Bangkok. Yes, you are.
Oh, fantastic.
Hi, Kylie does, did well.
Oh, she did too.
Yeah, good on you, Kyles. We miss you around here. We loved our Thursday nights. Back to you, Molly.
I just... you can pick up the noise in the background.
It's great, isn't it?
It is. It's really good.
I just love it. Now, let's go to you. Now, you've got an album launch coming up, which I'm so excited. I will be there Saturday night. You'll be there.
Yeah, I'll be there too.
Oh, great.
Mm. Yeah, we're both going to be there.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that a bit more. But I want to talk about you as a person. We have interviewed you before and we were on Women's Zone. And we talked about your music and your musical influences. And you suggested some tracks and we played them. And it was just brilliant. We just played such a great...
And her nickname.
That was fun.
Yeah, Monza. Monsbox.
Bronzebox.
Bronzebox. Monsbox. That's a different hour.
No,
let's not go there,
no,
ladies.
No, we won't talk about that one since, you know, the whole Sophie thing. Now, you're from Tassie.
Yes.
Were you there into your teen years or did you?
At the age of 17, I left and went to England for a year. And worked as a boarding house mistress.
Really?
Yes. And my job was to...
this would go well.
My job was to look after 30 girls aged between the ages of 10 and 16. And I was...
You were 17?
I was 17 or 18, yes.
Oh, that's a bit ugly, isn't it?
It was a hard job. I had to wake them up every morning with a massive big bell.
Oh, fantastic.
And the boarding house was this sort of old dormitory style. It was like an old hospital. And it was really scary, actually, because I had to lock up... I had like a wad of keys. I had about 30 keys. And they're all those big skeleton keys, you know.
Oh. I can't see Monique doing this.
I know. And... And I used to do their laundry. I'd help them with their homework. I even had to say grace before meals.
Wow.
I know.
Did you wear like a Mary Poppins kind of outfit?
No, I wore a suit and tie.
Did you really?
I did. And the headmistress, Mrs. Dipple was her name. And she looked like a strangely shaped giraffe, this lady. And she wore these kind of knitted, like, twin set outfits.
I like a good twin set.
She didn't like my suit and tie.
No, a bit
formal. It didn't go down too well in the southern parts of Dorset.
Oh, look, see, when I went to England, I went married. And when I came back, I was questioning. And so sort of England turned me a little bit on the lesbian side, really.
Right, yes.
So it turned you into a matron.
So that picture of the Queen, it just
made me go.
Everywhere, you know.
I just thought, Elizabeth, she's mine.
She's everywhere. She's on the coins.
And she's on the bloody plates. What's the point? You wouldn't
she's
eat off the
plates.
Queen, would you?
No,
would you
I don't
eat off like a plate that had the Queen on it?
Liz with a bit of crumbs and a bit of...
I tell you what, though, the plates with Diana on are worth a lot now.
I'd rather eat a meal off a plate with Diana on it.
Yeah, I like Diana.
Yeah.
Now, school. What was it like for you growing up and going to high school? Because we did talk about this in previous interview, but people may not have heard that. I don't know why. And you weren't in the in-in, but sometimes you were in the in-in.
I was innie and outie.
Yeah.
I was outie for quite a while. I was sort of a suburban bogan when I went to collegiate, and I lived in the eastern suburbs, which was very uncool.
I love the way you say eastern suburbs.
The eastern suburbs. Whereas if you go to collegiate, yes, you generally live down Sandy Bay.
Oh, lovely.
Rather. Mm.
That's where you do have the Queen on the plate.
Absolutely. We only have Prince Charles down in the eastern suburbs. Anyway, so, yeah, look... When I went there, I wore, knitted, tops and woolen jumpers and things. But it sort of became cool. Like, people then thought I was cool. And I think the turning point was when I was in a musical and my singing teacher said to me, Monique, I want you to get up and sing this part. And I'd never sung a solo or in front of anyone before and didn't know that I could actually sing better than the next person sitting next to me. And my singing teacher, the music teacher, obviously heard my voice in the group and said, I think this, you should come. And I sort of stood up there next to her at the piano and she started playing this song. And Christ, what more do you need to convince you? And all my friends just went, oh, their jaws just dropped. They said, we didn't know you could sing. Oh, you're really cool. And then the cool yeah, crowd thought I was cool, you see. But they're never really your true friends.
No.
No. And so I learned the hard
way. Great advice from Monique.
Very high school musical, isn't it?
Isn't it? Absolutely. Yeah. I know.
What crap musicals have you been in? Have you been in really good ones, really bad ones?
Pippin was the first one I was in. I had to hold a dog upside down. I don't understand. And then I was the Cowardly Lion in The Wizard of Oz.
Were you? Why not Dorothy?
Life is sad, believe me, missy, when you're born to be a sissy without the bim and bow.
I love it.
Didn't go to Broadway, did it?
No, not quite.
Did it go to Reservoir?
No, my outfit wasn't up to it either.
Wow.
Everyone got lots of cuddles, though. That was kind of nice.
Oh,
because I was dressed as a lion. So people thought I was cute and cuddly.
Pull your tail, you know.
off. We've got Anita in the studio. Mm. Actually, Anita, we should put you on mic, darling. Come and join us on the mic. Anita hosts Women on Waves on a Sunday morning, which Lisa and I always tune into.
Yes, we
generally hang out for breakfast on a Sunday morning. And what was your line then, Anita?
Well, I was just saying that they call it off Broadway.
That's called Reservoir. Right. What about talking about? Look, why don't we play another track from Skeleton's Polka, because that's your new CD that we're all very, very excited about. And then we're going to come back and I want to talk about bands with bad names.
Okay.
All right. So we're just letting everybody know. And Kylie's a bit cross with me, Lisa.
Why is that?
She's a bit cross because she said she can't believe you waited for me to leave well to get Monique on air.
Oh.
Raspberry to you, dolls. Raspberry to you. You're listening to Hear Me Roar on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Hear Me Roar on Joy 94.9. Claire and Kylie's email from Bangkok. Good on you, Kyle. Come back, Dolls. Come back. Or we could go for a holiday in Bangkok. Now you're talking. It's quite noisy out there. Now, Monique, we've got another question.
Yes.
From Claire. And she says, hi, just another question. You can ask as many as you like, Dolls. Do you sing in the shower, A? And part B of the question, if so, what do you sing?
Yes, I sing in the shower, and lately I've been singing Robert Palmer.
Oh, do you really?
Because Sophie's had an obsession with Robert Palmer, and I'll never be lonely now I know her. She fills my heart with joy. She makes my day. You know that song?
Oh, love it.
She just helps to smile or blow my cares away. And that perfect song because it's got the word joy in it.
Oh. Woo! Go joy.
Oh, I should be endorsed. I'd be so good at just slipping those things in.
She's her own product. Talking about that in bands, I was going to get into that, but I just got this picture. It's actually one of my questions. I'm picturing your house, right? You got your friends, your Barbies, probably a bit of tofu on the Barbie, that's fine.
I thought you meant like Barbie dolls.
Yeah, probably that too. Ken or Barbie dolls, that's another question. There's candles, there's guitars, there's cool music, you know, whatever.
How do you know there's chaos?
Jamming.
Because it's what I do. I'm just picturing and thinking it's probably applies to you, but you've got better music, better guitars. Do you play Cold Chisel? Do you sing some Cold Chisel songs? Do you sing those 80s rock songs?
Well, I do because working with Mark Opitz, you know, he produced those first three albums. So, yeah,
You'd have to.
Absolutely.
You get shit on you if you didn't.
Yeah, that's right. Some songs, though, you don't have to actually have a Cold Chisel album. You just have to turn on a radio station because they play so much Cold Chisel on the radio still, which is good. They should play new stuff. They do play a lot of old stuff.
They can't move on yet. Anita, did you have a question?
No, I was just going to say they should be playing Skeleton's Polka.
They should be.
I think so too.
Absolutely.
We want them to play. Now, what song do we play then, Lisa?
Of course I think so.
That one, the one we just played, was China Doll.
That's just gorgeous. That's one of my favourites. Yeah.
I really like it.
It's about a little doll that gets left behind at a fairground. You know how you play those clown's faces where the clown's faces move and all the little toys get gets sort of taken around this little doll, and the little doll's left just sitting there. But the little doll's looking around. Then at night, it's all cold, and everyone leaves the fairground, and the little doll's still sitting there. And no one realizes that the little China doll's actually really special.
What people aren't picking up on the radio is Monique's eyes are like the size of saucers, and she's moving her head left to right, and I'm actually freaking out, thinking she's turned into Chucky doll.
Scary. I do have a bit of Chucky about me tonight. Sorry about that.
I can't cope. Now,
I am scared.
You are, yeah, don't give her any cutlery.
She's on cold medication.
She is.
Poor love.
She's going to go to the Chinese herbalist, aren't you, darling?
I am.
And you're feeling a bit croaky. Now, you band names, bad bands, you know, like everybody, when you start your guitar, you start singing in high school. Mm. Did you have a bad band name?
Yeah, well, the first band that I was in doing professional gigs was an 8-piece funk rock band in Tasmania. We used to do tours to Launceston and back
on
to Devonport and back. And we were called Anonymous Rhinoceros, and no one could spell it, let alone say it. I still can't spell it, to be honest.
Why that name?
I can't even say Anonymous.
Anonymous.
No.
Because the guys in the band chose it, and then I joined. I was the backing singer. I used to wear little sequin tops, and I'd play tambourine and sing backups.
It's our own Karen Carpenter here.
It is. Absolutely.
Anita, can you see this? Can you see?
Look, I do have a question, actually, yes. And it's to do with your early career. You started off with quite a big bang, you know, winning the ARIAs and all that sort of thing, and then you went quiet for a little while.
Yeah, what's with that?
Then you came out as much more of an independent artist, and a lot of the women that I play on my program are independents and loving it because they don't have to play the game anymore. Did that happen to you? Is that like an epiphany that?
Yes, it's a long road back after you've sort of been subjected to major record company stuff at such a young age. It's kind of very scarring, and so I kind of went underground for a while to try and find out sort of what I wanted to do with my life. I was very disillusioned, I think, by the music industry because I saw pretty much all the bad elements of it. So along with all of that kind of commercial success, there does come a lot of pressure. There's a lot of seedy stuff that goes on that made me feel really unhappy. And when I think about that point in my life now, I feel sorry for that young girl that was subjected to that. And that's why I do mentoring now in the music industry because, you know, I think that you know, young artists, you know, just need to have someone they can sort of bounce ideas off. But, you know, in saying that, the music industry's changed so much since I was first making albums and, you know, sort of home studios now, and being an independent artist, you've got the internet where you can promote yourself. You've just got to be prepared to do the work, really. That's what it comes down to. Mm.
But there are a lot more of you around that are surviving.
Well, that's
right.
And
I think that's fabulous myself.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, I do think. I think you stomped on or you used and spat out. You're a vending machine for money. I mean, that's how the industry sees you. And if you're not up to scratch or if you're not, you know, pulling in the dollars, then you're worthless.
Yeah, I think you have to be quite sort of thick-skinned as well. And I think that's easier as you get a bit older. And I think that young people that survive in the music industry on major record companies have good management for a start, and they also too probably have been around people in the industry for a long time, so they can sort of adapt to the lifestyle. I remember going into the Sony offices in Melbourne, and you know, they said, okay, your day to day is you in this room on the phone doing interviews, you know, this is your schedule. But you know what? How fantastic to have someone do that now. I'd be so thrilled for someone to present me with my schedule and all I had to do was turn up and sit down.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in saying all of that, it's almost like it's kind of unfair that I had that when I wasn't ready for it. Mm-hmm. But in saying that, it drives me on to want to have that again because I do want to have that sort of success again where you can have a great team of people helping you, because it is a lot of work doing it on your own. It really is.
Oh, I can't even imagine it. Well, we're going to play another track now. You've chosen one. Can you?
I have. Yes. This song's called Beautiful Heart, and this is about a lovely gay boyfriend of mine who I lived with for a couple of years, and I wrote this about him.
Enjoy it. This is Hear Me Roar on Joy 94.9 with Monique Brumby.
What you gonna do when love has left you? What you gonna do when they don't respect you? What you gonna do? Such a lonely place to be. Take it from me.
Listening to Hear Me Roar on Joy 94.9. We're listening to Monique Brumby. Now, that song was
Beautiful Heart.
Oh, just gorgeous. There's not one song I don't like because, you know, not that I'd probably tell you anyway because that'd be really rude and you'd slap
no,
me.
No, you can tell me. My gran tells me.
Does she? Does
now,
she
you
like?
You can't like all the songs. Now, some songs I really like and there are some songs that don't really appeal to me that much, but that's okay.
Good old gran.
Can't like everything.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's like my gran. She always tells me, oh, you're getting fat, missy. No, she does.
Your gran would run you over in her, like...
In her scooter.
She had that taken off her, though,
she
didn't did. She? Why?
Oh, because she absconded from the nursing home.
No way, on her scooter.
Yep.
What was the great... What was that movie?
Where did she go?
Well, she used to...
go on.
There's a story.
Yes.
We had... She was put into care because she nearly burnt the house down. And
right.
We... Well, my mum and my auntie basically were charged with packing up the house and what have you. And she escaped from the nursing home and came back to the house while we were having the garage sale.
Yeah.
And she went off a dial. As you would, though.
As you would.
She forgot that.
Yes.
Yeah, she forgot that that's what was happening. But yeah. She just thought we were stealing all the stuff.
Oh, right.
But to get the scooter, she distracted the nurses, got the key, went down, right, opened the little
gate lock.
Thing, got the scooter out. Hess calls this, right?
Escaped
with the crochet blanket, the red hoodie. I mean, she just took it.
And it was 5K.
She went.
Oh, my God.
Miles.
I'm having visions of, like, her flying through the air now in E.T. style with that red hood and the blanket and the...
I think it's fabulous.
Wow.
Her last crusade. She did it well.
Good old Audrey.
And then we had
Super Gran.
Yep.
You rang the nursing home, didn't you?
And oh, bless you, Audrey. Yep. Bless.
Yeah. I like the name Audrey. But you had to ring the nursing home.
Yeah, so how long was she gone?
Oh, well, she was there most all afternoon, but she had to drive home and we were doing this surveillance behind her.
Oh, my God.
Making sure she got home okay. Yeah, it was terrible.
She didn't really stop for that train, did she?
No. She just drove across the roads. It's terrible.
Oh, no.
No, it's funny because it's nice because she made it home.
She made it home.
Mm. If she didn't, that wouldn't have been funny at all, really.
It wouldn't have been funny.
But I love her. I love her zing. Now, Thylacine, is this how you say it?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Thylacine was one of my favourite albums ever. Now, this is a text that's come in and I'm embarrassed to say I've not bought anything of Monique's since.
Uh-huh.
I've loved tonight's show and will buy everything next week. Dave, now talking about buying stuff.
Yes.
How do you buy your stuff?
You can get my second and third album on iTunes. You can order all the albums in at stores. They take a while, though. JB Hi-Fi generally is the best bet. The new album, all the albums I sell at gigs, so live gigs are the best place.
So can you name them? What are you?
Thylacine,
which my ex-husband loved. That's when my ex-husband fell in love with you.
Came out in 96. Then the Wrecking Ball EP, which is Rare as Hen's Teeth, that came out in 1998. There was the Mary EP that came out just before that. There was a bunch of singles, and then there was a second album, Signal Hill.
I don't know that one.
Came out in 2002, and then Into the Blue 2006, and. Now Skeleton's Polka, 2010.
Oh, I know, 4 years in the making there. Well, you've got a bit of a great thing happening. I'm trying not to ask you too many questions.
So the new album, Skeleton's Polka, you will be able to get it on iTunes in the next couple of weeks. I am in the process of negotiating a distribution deal for that record, but really the only place you can get hard copies is at the live shows, or if you really desperately want one, you can email management@moniquebrumby.com and say you want one.
Of course we're desperate.
Absolutely.
And we want one too.
Or get down to the gig on Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah. Now let's talk about the gig. Mm. And I want to play a song. Which song do you want to play out? Do you want to choose another one from your Skeletons Polka CD?
You girls, do you want to choose?
No, I want you to choose because I chose the last ones.
Well, in the vein of Nana, maybe they're still alive.
Okay, great.
You want to do that one?
Yeah, sure.
Is that all right? Yep. Now, we've got a text in. Monique speaks the truth about the music business. Note to the new artist, avoid record companies like The Plague. Keep roaring, girls. Tim from the Grumpy Old Puffs. Hey, Tim.
Tim. Like Tim.
Tim's not that grumpy. He's a little bit grumpy.
Hi, Tim. Thanks for your comment.
Oh, look, it's great. Now, let's talk about the launch. We're going to definitely be there. And how can you be there?
Okay, well, the Melbourne launch is Saturday night, the 10th of April, this Saturday. It's at the Workers Club, the corner of Gertrude and Brunswick Street in Fitzroy. Night kicks off at 9 p.m. Beautiful acoustic male vocalist, singer-songwriters Pete Coles and Matt Ellis are playing first up. Really good friends of mine. Beautiful men. Lovely people. And then there's a couple of girls and a couple of guys on stage after that in my band, and we're going to rock it out from there.
Oh, I can't
wait. So it's on. Tickets are at the door. All my merch will be there. It's going to be a fun night. We're actually might be previewing a little sneak peek of the new video clip. Ooh. And then this Friday night I'm in Geelong as well at the Nash.
Oh, that's fabulous.
The Nash. I like the Nash.
Oh, we have to get going. Thanks, Monique, for coming in.
Thanks for having me, gals.
You're going to have to come back in again, and you definitely need to get onto an Anita show. She's a great girl.
She's gorgeous. Yeah,
she's lovely. You've been listening to Hear Me Roar on Joy 94.9. That wasn't me. That was my beans I had earlier. And we've had the gorgeous Monique Brumby. And get down there to the Workers Club on Saturday night. Show starts at 9.
Thanks for having me.
You're absolutely welcome.
See you, Joy listeners.
Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.